T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Jeopardy! Now entering our studio, he's doing a great job, it's Matt Steinmetz.
Very much.
If you listen to his advice, as Billy Joel says, you might be rich, but you might be crazy, it's Daryl the Guru Johnson. And our returning champion, he's as dominant as this past week's Sacramento Kings. It's Dan Dibley.
Thank you.
And now your host for Jeopardy. It's Kevin Michael Whitey Gleason.
Well, thank you, Sam. Welcome back to Jeopardy. Nicely done, Sam. We have learned a lot since we played two eventful weeks ago. We've been introduced to the term Trey Area. We have a pretty good idea where the Warriors are going to end up in the play-in tournament, also known as the Dre Out tournament. And we still are entertaining fevered notions of another Bay Bridge World Series. But the more things change, the more Dibs continues to dominate. He'll once again be defending his title in a match that begins with $1, $2, and $3 values and one Dibley double in the Jeopardy round. Here are your categories for that round. We have NBA scoring leaders, Jimmy G's, and calling pitches. Now, a word about Jimmy G's. The G is in quotation marks, so all correct responses start with the letter G. NBA scoring leaders, Jimmy G's, and calling pitches. $1, $2, and $3 values. One Dibley double out there somewhere. I know where it is, but I'm not going to tell you. Oh. Dibs, please get us started. Choose a category. Let's play Jeopardy. Good luck.
You've piqued my interest with calling pitches, Whitey. Let's start there for a dollar.
Calling pitches for a dollar. Vida Blue's slurve was a cross between these two pitches.
Dibs. Guru.
Yes, Dibs.
What is a curve and a slider?
That is correct. $1 for you, Dan Dibley. Is your curiosity sated?
Yes, it cures the cat, and I'd like calling pitches for two, please.
A pitcher who's bringing the cheese or throwing cheddar has a good one of these.
Guru.
I heard guru.
What is a fastball?
Fastball is right. Congratulations, Goo. You got $2. You got the lead. You got the board.
God, I love this game. I just ain't good at it.
Let's go Jimmy G's for one.
Jimmy G's for one. Remember, all correct responses start with the letter G. In seven seasons, Jimmy's only played in 48 of these.
Dibs.
Guru.
Yes, Dibs.
What are games?
Games is right. You've got $2, Dan Dibley.
Calling pitches for three, please.
Sorry. Calling pitches for three. Known as Uncle Charlie, Dwight Gooden's was so good they called it Lord Charles.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
What's a curveball?
Curveball is right. Three more gives you five. It's 5-2, Steiny not yet on the board. That completes that category, Dibs. So we have Jimmy G's for two and three. NBA scoring leaders 1, 2, and 3. Dibley double still out there.
God, I love this game. A wise man once said, Jimmy G's for two, please.
Jimmy G's for two, nickname of the legendary tight end who caught Garoppolo's first touchdown pass in 2014.
Guru.
Oh. Yes, Guru.
What is Gronk?
Gronk is right. Two more gives you four, Guru, and it's your board once again.
Let's do Jimmy G's for three.
He's fouled it.
I love this game. That's a Dibley double for this round. It's 5 for Dibs, Guru 4, Steiny not yet on the board. Goo, how much do you wish to wager?
Let's do two, Whitey, because I've been doing some playback and I've been betting wrong, so I'm going to go two.
Oh, it's one of the sounds of spring, the return of the Dibbly Double Chickens. All right, here we go for two. Jimmy's eight attempts in the conference championship game versus Green Bay in 2020 were the fewest in a playoff game since this Hall of Famer went 6-for-7 in Super Bowl VIII.
Who is Bart Starr?
Sorry, incorrect. Remember, it had to start with letter G. Bob Greasy. Bob Greasy we're looking for. That's all right. Doesn't hurt you too much. Takes you down to two, so it's 5-2 and it's still your board, Goo. We have NBA scoring.
Shouldn't I have three? Shouldn't I have five? And I bet two, shouldn't I have three?
You had four.
Yeah. Yeah, you had four. Yeah. Two up, two down.
Nice job, Goo.
You're doing great. You stay off him,
Spadone. Good try, though. I mean, that's a heck of a try at this level. NBA scoring leaders, 1, 2, and 3, Goo. Where you want to go?
Let's do NBA scoring leaders for one.
He rocketed to the top of the scoring list the last three seasons, but he won't net enough points to do it this year.
Guru.
Guru.
Who is James Harden?
James Harden is right. Steiny, I can kind of hear you, but not very loudly. I apologize there. Okay. Yeah.
Six answers in a row.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you're like,
choke artist.
Yeah. So it's like, I think I hear him, but I'm not sure. So anyway, you're bored still.
Let's do NBA scoring leaders for two, Whitey.
Salute this Spur, one of two centers to win the scoring title between 87 and 98, while MJ won the rest.
Dibs. Steiny.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Tim Duncan?
Steiny.
No. Yes, Steiny.
Wow.
Who's David Robinson?
Salute. Yes, David Robinson. And with that, wow. Yeah, Dibs 3, Guru 3, Steiny. Just like that, Steiny, you got two and you're $1 off the lead. And we complete the round with NBA scoring leaders for three. No player from the Eastern Conference has led the league in scoring since this then Nick did it in 2013.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who was Carmelo Anthony?
That is right, Guru. That completes the round, and you have the lead 6-3-2. Yeah, well done. Guru, $6. Dibs, 3. Steiny, 2. And we'll keep it moving here right into the second round. Check of the – you know, let me just tell you right now, it's a little early for the ID. I'm sorry. A little early for that. I apologize. Here are your categories, guys, for the Dibbly Double.
Is it this when you get to know the contestants?
Oh, not anymore.
Not anymore.
What happened?
Oh, no.
Whitey, go to hell, man.
Yeah. The more people know about the contestants, the less they care, is the word I got. So we decided. But I will say this, Steiny. I really appreciated your Felix Milan reference with Pete Rose. He didn't acknowledge it, but I will.
No,
there. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. I appreciate it.
It's a start.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Here are the categories for the Dibbly Double round. We have two Dibbly Doubles out there. We have second place is first loser. We have Say Hey Happy Birthday, and we have the 2018 NFL Draft, which is a category to Kyle, although Kyle is not with us today. Second place is first loser, Say Hey Happy Birthday, and the 2018 NFL Draft. $2, $4, $6 values, two Dibbly Doubles out there. Steiny, it's anybody's match, but you currently trail, so please choose a category.
And it's Kyle's category, the 2018 NFL Draft?
Correct.
I'll stay away from that. I'm not familiar with the sixth-round pick of the Buffalo Bills that year. Let's go to second place first loser for two, please.
For two, he's won a record 18 major golf tournaments and also finished second a record 19 times.
Dibs. 90.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Jack Nicklaus?
Jack Nicklaus is right. You now have five, so it's six Guru, five Dibs, Steiny, two Dibs. You're bored.
Fighting for my life.
Second place is first loser for six, please.
Year in which Barry Bonds joined the Giants. They won 103 games and lost a division by one game to the Braves.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
What is 1993?
Well done, Dibs. That's very well done. Yeah, that gives you 11, and you've got the lead 11-6-2, and it's still your board.
Second place, first loser for four, please.
Yes, congratulations. You found the first of our Dibbly Doubles in this round. The question is now, what are you going to do with it? By the way, while you ponder that, let me remind everyone that you're listening to 95.7 The Game. You really are KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Station. So, Dibs, you've got 11, Guru 6, 92. How much do you wish to wager?
Nine.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Nine.
All right. I got gotcha. You.
Or nine, depending. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. Along with Denver, one of two AFC teams that has lost the Super Bowl a record 5 times.
Who is Miami?
Sorry. It's actually the New England Patriots.
Yeah, darn it.
The New England Patriots. All right, takes you down to 2. Yeah, we do. Guru now back in the lead, 6-2-2, completes that category. So, Dibs, your choice here. Say hey, happy birthday for 2, 4, and 6 and the 2018 NFL draft, a category to Kyle for 2, 4, and 6, sir.
2018 NFL draft for 6, please.
For 6, 2018 NFL draft. His last name rhymes with first, but the Ravens made this tight end the 25th pick in 2018.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who is Hayden Hurst?
That is correct, Guru. 6 more gives you 12, and you've got the lead 12-2-2, Guru. What do you want to do?
Happy birthday for 2.
Say hey, happy birthday for 2. In 22 seasons, Willie Mays played in this game a record 24 times because they used to have 2 every year.
Guru.
Steiny, I'm going to go to Steiny.
Well, I feel like that's not fair, to be honest. Wow. Believe it or not. What is the All-Star game?
Yeah. We're going to go with that, okay?
I came in early.
Oh, go ahead. Good job, Steiny.
I'll defer.
You're going to reward a mistake, Whitey? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I was assuming that he buzzed in when you guys did, but that I couldn't hear him. Actually, that's what I was assuming.
Well, I thought there was a hesitation there. That was the end of it. So, let me just take it. We'll go. We'll just move on. All right. Say hey birthdays for 4, please.
In 1973, his final season, Willie helped this team win the National League pennant.
Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
Who are the Mets?
Mets is right. And 4 more gives you 8. And all of a sudden, look at that, 12-8-2. Steiny, still your board.
Say hey for 6.
It is. He found the second of our Dibley doubles. Woo! All right, 12-8-2. How much do you wish to wager, Steiny? I remind you, Dibs, I mean, he missed on it, but how courageous was that wagering 9 when he had 11? And I'm hoping, I think we're all hoping, you follow his example.
I'll bet 8.
Woo! All right. Of the 3 Triple Crown categories, batting average, home runs, and runs batted in, it's the one in which Willie Mays never led the league.
What is batting average?
Sorry, incorrect. Right. Yeah. He led in batting average once, home runs twice, never led in RBI. Never led in RBI.
Let me real quick go to Baseball Reference.
Let's go.
You got to Google it.
You know, Bob Greasy actually starts with a B, not a G.
But Greasy is... Where have you been?
Kyle's brilliant, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the score?
12 for Guru, 2 for Dibs, Steiny with nothing, except that Steiny does have the board, and we have NFL draft for 2 and 4 remaining.
NFL draft for 4, please.
2018 NFL draft for 4. The only player from the 2018 draft who's been first-team All-Pro 3 times is this Colts offensive lineman.
Steiny.
Dibs. Yes, Steiny.
Who's Nelson?
That is correct. Yes. 12-4-2. We complete.
What's his first name, Steiny?
Oh, man.
Quentin?
That is Quentin. Yes.
Is that another 4?
Sorry, no. All right, to complete the round, 2018 NFL draft for 2. Mike McGlinchey, the 9th pick in 2018, is on the 49ers roster, as is this quarterback who was the 10th pick.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Josh Rosen?
That's right. Josh Rosen is right. So we complete the Dibley double round. Thusly, Guru has 12. Dibs has 4. Steiny has 4. So, gentlemen, you'll be basing your wagers in Final Jeopardy on this category. Mother's Day Mashers. Mother's Day Mashers.
I'm sorry, Waddy. Can you repeat the scores again, please?
Yes, you enjoy hearing it, don't you? I don't blame you. Guru, Guru has...
Whitey, could you tell everyone how many dollars I have again?
Yes, Guru has 12, okay, which is three times more than either Dibs, who has 4, or Steiny, who has 4. So there you go. So base your wagers on that. Now, without Kyle there, I'm not sure how you guys are going to share your wagers.
I just texted you, Whitey.
Yeah, I'll text you too, Whitey.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I chatted Spadoni.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me remind everyone that Jockerty is brought to you by Uncle Milt's Cheese Beer, now available in Pimento Pilsner. Try Uncle Milt's new Cheese Beer Light, less filling, and it tasted grated. Okay.
Whitey, I retext you. I did some math. I resent you a text. Okay. Yeah. Is that okay?
All right. Yeah, that's fine. Here,
Goo, go for a blowout. Go for a blowout, Goo.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day Mashers is the category. Here is your clue. On Mother's Day of 2007, this rookie outfielder became the 24th player in Giants history to hit for the cycle, going 5-for-6 in a 15-2 win over the Rockies. But he would be traded away before the Giants won their first World Series. Good luck. Once again, Mother's Day of 2007, this rookie outfielder became the 24th player in Giants history to hit for the cycle, going 5-for-6 in a 15-2 win over the Rockies, but he would be traded away before the Giants won their first World Series. A look at the scoreboard. A Guru has 12. Dibs has $4. Steiny has 4. Don't forget, whoever comes in second, third, has a lot to say about who gets points for the Nahigian Cup. On Mother's Day 2007, this rookie outfielder became the 24th player in Giants history to hit for the cycle, going 5-for-6 in a 15-2 win over the Rockies, but he would be traded away before the Giants won their first World Series. Steiny, we'll start with you, sir.
Oh, boy. Who is... Just don't laugh. Who is Marvin Bernard?
Marvin Bernard is not correct. I see where you're going there. What was your wager, Steiny?
Whitey, you know... My wager.
Yes, I know, but this is the way 4. The game works. Yeah, 4. All right, takes you down to 0. An up and down afternoon for
bet,
you.
But go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Dan Dibley, what say you?
I put, who is Fred Lewis? F. Dot Lou.
Fred Lewis is correct. And what was your wager, Dibs?
It was 3, Whitey.
All right, that takes you to 7. And we go to Guru, who is leading. He is the championship within his grasp today. Guru, what was your response?
I bet 3, and who is Fred Lewis?
Fred Lewis is right. All right, you got it right. $15. Congratulations, Guru. It is a grand new Jockerty champion.
I didn't see it happening, but I did say thank you, Whitey. I felt good earlier, and, you know, Union City, they were mad that I hadn't been getting any W, so this goes out to my city, to Union. Feels good, Steiny. Feels good, Dib. So I'm going to act like I've been there. I have. And put back-to-back, Drake.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Congratulations, Dib. Dibs played well. Steiny, you know, started slow, had his moments. A well-played match. Guru earned this one. Steiny, back to you. Thanks. I'll see you guys next week for more Jockerty fun.
Well, I actually have a question for you, Whitey, if you don't mind.
Yes. Yes.
The Kings coaches, you pointed out to me that Saint and Phil Johnson got to the postseason. What am I thinking about? I could have sworn I just saw something where no coach other than Adelman, since they moved, maybe
that's
it's win a playoff.
Postseason.
No, it's Dibs is the one who texted it, or excuse me, tweeted it, and I know he did because my wife said, hey, did you see this that Dibs tweeted? And Dibs tweeted, no coach has taken the Kings to the postseason since Rick Adelman, which is right. And you just misconstrued it a little bit today. You said Adelman's the only coach who's taken the Kings to the postseason since they moved to Sacramento. Actually, two coaches did before Adelman, including our good friend Gary St. Jean.
Dibs, who does
okay,
it better
so no,
than that?
So no coach other than Adelman has won a playoff series since the Kings moved to Sac.
Right, but if you want it real quick, and if you don't, this is fine. Do you want me to tell you how I didn't mean to, but I got Reggie Theus fired?
Oh, my God, yes.
Uh-oh.
Jeez, right. Burying the lead.
So Reggie Theus was, you know, having tough times. What would this is a second year with the Kings? I'd have to look it up. But anyway, we were going to do an interview that day. I was on the air in Sacramento with Joe Maloof. Right before we're having Joe Maloof on, someone who knows Joe told me and said, look, you can't say anything about this, but just so you know, and you cannot ask him about this, Joe is really fed up with Reggie Theus. He's had it, and but you can't say anything, but just so you know, I was with him last night, and he was just going on and on about Reggie Theus. So I realized doing the interview, okay, I can't bring that up, but I have to go there and try to, right? I have to see what happens. So we're doing the interview, and I say something like, hey, Reggie Theus, you know, his contract, how about an extension? A lot of people wondering if you're going to... If Reggie's going to get an extension because he doesn't have a contract for next year, and that's all it took, and Joe Maloof just went off, and it caused a big controversy, and Reggie Theus was fired that day because of the fact that Joe Maloof went public with his dissatisfaction for what he was getting out of the Kings coach. So I didn't mean to, but I had a hand in he's going to get fired anyway, but I guess I kind of sped up the process.
Wow.
Great job, White.
Yeah. All right, Reggie Theus.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you and Guru, then. You for getting Reggie Theus fired and Guru for the victory.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get him fired. I just felt, you know how it is, Stein. It's like, hey, there's a story here. It's my job to see if I can get him to go there because that's what's going on.
Right.
And anyway, there it was. Congratulations. You're right. Congratulations to Guru, our new Jockerty champion. And by the way, I'm on tomorrow night. I'm in for Covey on The Final Word with John Dickinson.
Okay, I'm cool. Listening. And I'm sure Steve Kerr now anxious for that next interview with you, Whitey.
Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Whitey. Appreciate it,
Thank
man.
You.
Another,
Good job.
Another fun Jockerty. I mean, let's face it. The loudest guy is usually the guy who gets called upon.
That's not true. That's not true. And your understated sort of demeanor doesn't help you. I'll say that. And I look forward to seeing the two-minute report from this one, the last two-minute report, with you getting gifted an early buzz in. You got a gift, which prevented me from getting close enough to where Final Jockerty would have had some intrigue. But I'll wait for the last two-minute report on that.
And Dibs, I got to salute you because real quick, Steinie, he went all in on that AFC West question. You didn't have to. That opened the door for me.
Well, I felt great about it. I mean, that's right there. Honestly, that's foot on the neck time because I was in control. I had the momentum, and I felt really good about the category. And I knew it wasn't Buffalo, but all I could think of was Buffalo because they lost the four straight. Which AFC team has lost a record 5 Super Bowls? And I thought about Miami, and I knew early they'd won, and they lost one. And I didn't think that was right, but I didn't have the Patriots top of mind. But of course it's the Patriots. They've been to like half the Super Bowls, for God's sakes.
I needed that, Steinie. Your boy needed a dub.
How about this? And I don't know if I should praise myself or if I'm just a flat-out idiot. On the Daily Double question, I'm sitting here looking at my computer. I've got the Zoom up, but I'm one button away from seeing all of Willie Mays' stats. I've had them up all day long, Dibs, the baseball reference page of Willie Mays. All I would have had to do was click and say, oh, I guess he never won batting average or RBIs. But that's not the way I play.
That's
I just
called cheating.
That's right. That's right. And I don't do that.
He's a competitor.
That's right. You know what? And that's why I'd like to stick it right up Guru's Guglione when he says, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Oh, yeah. So, okay, I would have cheated there, won, and it would have been hollow. Absolutely hollow.
Yeah, you don't even got time to cheat in this game, man. He calls on you, you got to give him the answer. But I knew the Fred Lewis. I thought he was going to be the next Strawberry.
Did you guys really know that?
Yeah. The cycle's special. Like nowadays, especially the cycle might be more rare than the no-hitter, for crying out loud.
That is
There's
true.
A take.
Not this year. There's three already.
Three no-hitters. How many cycles have there been? Because God forbid anyone try to leg out a triple in this day and age. You'd be punished for not hitting a home run.
Yeah, last triple in our league, I think, was by Logan Webb 7 weeks ago at Oracle Park.
Move, guys.
Well, then why don't you take us out?
Yeah.
Coming up, Yeah, we got a pick of the day.
It's called Lock of the Day.
The Lock of the Day.
Yeah, and it's yours. Yeah. All right, Guru's Lock of the Day coming up on the other side. Stick around if you want to win some money on 95.7 The Game. Congrats, Guru.